Okay, we're beginning here at the bottom of Lamed Amidbet with the new Perek. Lo yu koftim et atle, ilim akidinoto. So here we're continuing with the process of the Tamid Shel Shachar, discussed in the previous Perek about the lots that were thrown and the Kohen that was Zokeh with the Tamid Shel Shachar, in the Shkita, or this recall the Tamid Shel Shachar. They had gone to Lishkat HaTzlim and brought the Tle, and now they're about to do the Shkita on the Tle. So in order to do the Shkita on the Tle, they did not tie it up. In Allah, the Gemara will discuss why it is that we don't tie up the Tleh, but rather they are Me'aked Oto. Me'aked Oto, most mentioned, because the Gemara says it later on, that it refers to like the Akedat Yitzchak ben Abraham, to be Zocher the Akedah, that Akedah is tying the hand and the leg together. So it's the forearm and the rear leg of the animal, each one separately tied together. The other possibility in the Rambam, in Perashat Mishnayot, says that they didn't tie it at all. They just grabbed it together or held it together. Mi shezachu be'evarim, those that were zuche in the evarim, in the process of taking those evarim after they are ordered to the mizbeach, ochuzimbo, they help him hold the animal in place so that he can do the shechita. Kach haya akedato. This is how they set up the animal in order to do the shechita. It is rosho de darom. The animal was facing towards the south. Remember now, we're talking about Kodesh Kodeshim and Ola, that was done in the northern side of the Mizbeach. So now, on the northern side of the Mizbeach, the animal faced southwards. Its rear was towards north, or the wall of the Azarah. Its head is towards the Mizbeach, which is on the southern side. That was done in case, for some reason, the animal defecated. It would not defecate towards the Mizbeach. And then, Upanav L'Marav, they twist its neck, that its face should be towards the west, facing towards the Kodesh HaKodeshim. This animal's body is running north-south, with the head towards the south, the rear towards the north, and then they twist the face to face towards the west, or the Kodesh HaKodeshim. The Ashochet, the one who's going to do the Shechita, made by Mizrach, is standing on the eastern side of the animal, Upanav Damarav, facing west. So he is behind the head of the animal, facing the same way as the head of the animal. The Tamid Shel Shachar was done on the northwestern side of the Tabat Shnia, on the second row of rings. The Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim was done on the northeastern side of Tabat Shnia, on the second row of rings. So just as background to this little piece over here, there were, next in the Mizbeach, we'll get to this in the Mishnayot and Midot, in terms of describing the width of the Azara, that after the Mizbeach, about 8 amot away from the Mizbeach, there were 24 rings called Taba'ot that were affixed there, one ring for each Mishmar of the 24 Mishmarot HaKohanim. Now they used those rings either to hold the legs of the animal in place or to hold the neck of the animal in place to make it easier to perform Shkita. Those rings were lined up over a span of about 24 amot. There were 6 rows of these Taba'ot that ran parallel to the Mizbeach, 4 in each row that made up the 24. So of those 6 rows, if you went to the second row, that's what we're speaking about here, and the second row away from the Mizbeach, here they did the Shechita of the Tamid, not based on whose Mishmar it was, not based on which Mishmar was serving in the Mikdash that week, but rather in that second row they always did it. Now depending on the Tamid Shel Shachar, they did it on the northwestern side, meaning the first of the rings on the western side, and at the Tamid Shel Ben Arbayim, they did it in the northeastern side, they did it on the most eastern of the rings on the second row. The reason they did this, we're going to discuss in the Gemara, is that the Tamid has to be done Keneged Hayom, against the day. So in the morning where the sun rises in the east, therefore they did the Shechita on the western side of the rings. In the afternoon where the sun is in the west, they did the Shechita on the eastern side. Shechat HaShochet V'Kibel HaMikabel. So the Shechita was performed now, and the Mikabel HaDadam takes it. Balo the Keren Mizrachit Svonit. The person who captured the blood, did the Kabbalat HaDadam, comes to now the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. V'Notein. And he does the Zrikat HaDadam from the utensil onto the corner of the Mizbeach, because it's an Olah, requires Shtayim Shehin Arba. So when you're on the northeastern corner, that's the area we know along the northern side there is the Yisod, and then one Amma of the Yisod comes into the eastern side. So in that corner they did it. Then he goes over, Notain Mizrach Tzvona, Marvi Dromit, he heads over to the southwestern side, Notain Marvi Droma. Then after he went to that corner, he switched to the opposite corner, which is the Marvi Dromit, the southwestern side. Again, the Yisod runs along the western side, and an Amah into the southern side. On that southwestern corner, he does another Zrikat Adam into the corner to make up the Shtayim Shein Arba. Shari Adam, Ayeshufech, Yisod Dromit, the remainder of the blood was poured into the Yisod, the corner Yisod on the southern side. Again, there were two areas to pour onto the Yisod. There was the Maravit, the western one, which is for anything that was done inside of the Heichal. And here, the southern one, for anything that's done on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So they poured the remainder of the blood into the Yisod on the southern side. That's the one Amah of the Yisod that protrudes into the southern side from the western side. Lo yashover bo teregel, he didn't break the leg in order to begin the process of flaying. Elonakvo mitoch arkuvo, he punctures it through the knee, betolobo, and then he hangs it up on the hooks that we had discussed in the previous parak. The next part of the Mishnayot here discuss the flaying of the animal in detail. The Mefarish points out that none of this is based on a pasuk. He says, b'chol seder azein shum pasuk, Tim Svara, it's all logical, based on how you would slice up or flay and quarter the animal. They do what's proper over here. So this is all logical, nothing that is based on psukim on how to do this. So then he begins the process of flaying the animal. Comes down from the place that he started the hook. He starts to cut open out the chazeh until he reaches the chest area. When he reaches the chest area, then he stops. And then he cuts off the head, assuming that the head was not completely severed in the Shkitah process. Now he severs the head entirely. And he gives it to the first Kohen who was Zocheh in the Rosh with the head. Then he cuts off the feet. The Mefarej says, Kirayim comes from Kireya, to bow down, to be Koreya. So that's from below the knee. So of all the four legs of the animal, he cuts out below the knee. And he gives him to the one who was Zocheh in the Karayim. Marakat Hefshet, he completes the flaying of the animal. And then Karat Alev, he tears out the heart, Votziat Damo, and squeezes out its blood. As far as what is going on here in the Karat Alev, it's a little difficult. We're going to see later on in this process of flaying that they actually open up the insides and everything becomes visible. It makes more sense that that's where this karat alev should be. And that's exactly what the Rosh says over here. That this line in the Mishnah doesn't belong here. But rather later on in our Mishnayot here, where he opens it up and he finds everything exposed. Before that point in time, it's hard to get to the heart. There are other Rishonim want to say it is the place that he stuck his hand in, either through the chest cavity or through the throat and pulled out the heart, but it seems more likely that it belongs later on when they expose the internal organs. Chatachet ha'yadayim, he cuts off the four legs now. Remember that it's hanging upside down because it's hanging from its rear legs that he punctured through the knee to put up on the hooks. So the four legs are hanging downward. He cuts those off and atan l'misha zachaban, he gives them to the one who is zochenet. Allah the regular yimanit, he goes up to the right rear leg and chatcha and cuts it off. And atal the mishu zachabah and gives it to the one the kohen who is supposed to take that leg. Ubeit beitzim himah, the two testicles will go along with it. Karo v'dimsa kol galui lefanav. This is what the Rosh was referring to. Now he rips open the chest cavity and everything is open before it. It's now hanging by its left rear leg and the center of the body is still there. The head's been taken off. The forearms have been taken off and there's the rear leg. So at this point, he takes Natala Tapadar, he takes the fats, Nanoa Beit HaShchita, the Rosh Milamala. He takes out those fats and places them on top of the Beit HaShchita, the place where the head was severed. So the head was severed, there's a bloody area over there, so they place the fats on top of it to cover it up. Because that will be more Kavod L'Shamayim. Natala Takirbayim, then he takes the innards, Natan the Misha Zacha Ben Adichan, he gives them to the one who is Zochin, him to go and rinse them off. And then the stomach they take out separately, and that's taken over to the Lishkat Hamidichim, which is on the southern side of the Azara, in order to rinse out the stomach from the perish, any of the waste that is inside of it. And then they rinse it off as much as needed to clear out all the waste that's inside it. And the innards, they wash them a minimum of 3 times, a minimum of 3 times on the Shulchanot Shel Shayish, the marble tables, Sheben Amudim, that are between the pillars. So again, which tables we're referring to here, again, is subject to Machloka, the same thing that we saw in the previous parak. Are these the tables that are between the pillars here where they are doing the Efshet, or are these a separate area of Shulchanot where they did the rinsing of the Kirbayim? Now they separate them from the stomach has the perish, they didn't want the waste that was in the stomach to get mixed up with the Kirbayim, therefore they separate their rinsing, and have one rinsed on the marble tables and one rinsed in the Beit HaMadichim. The Natala Tasakin, Befrisha Tareya Mina Kaved, takes the knife and he carves the lungs away from the liver, Ve'etzva Kaved Mina Kaved, as well as the extension of the liver, he cuts that away, Veloya Miziza Mim Komai, doesn't move from its place. Nukiv etechaze, and he punctures into the chest. And he gives it to the one who was zoche in the chaze. Allah the dolphin yamanit. Now he moves on to the right side of the animal. He cuts down to the spinal cord. Does not take off the spine with it. Until he reaches the two soft ribs or either end of the spine. He takes it off and gives it to one who was, and the liver goes with the right side of the animal. So they cut out from on the right side, the right quarter, all the ribs by cutting near the two soft ribs at the bottom and top. Takes off the whole right side with the liver. Balo the gerah, then he moves to the throat area. The two ribs starting from the neck. Going down, he left the two upper ribs on both sides, because those are soft, so he cuts those off with the geira, and they go along with the geira. Chotcha, he cuts them off, natan mishazacha ba, gives it to one who was zochenet, akanev alei varia tuguim ba. Along with him come the major internal organs, including the throat, the heart, and the lungs. Balo ledofen asmoli, now he takes off the left side of the animal. He leaves two of the smaller ribs above. Above is actually towards the rear of the animal here, because the animal is hung upside down. He already took out left two of the ribs on the top, because that went with the neck area, as we just said before. And that's what he left on the right side as well. He leaves two by the hind quarters of the animal and two ribs on each side towards the neck of the animal. We already said by the geira that those four ribs, the two on each side, went with the throat of the animal. Now he cuts off the left side. Gives it to one who was zuche in that. Veshidra ima. And the spine goes along with that. With the right side, the spine did not go. With the left side, the spine goes along with it. And the spleen goes along with it. And that was bigger. The left side was bigger because it included the shidra, included the spinal cord. Nevertheless, they call the right one, the bigger one, shakavet luya ba, because the liver, which is the major internal organ, was attached to it. So even though it was physically smaller, it still got precedence, because it was considered bigger because of the liver that was attached to it. Balala oketz comes to the hind quarters, chatcho, takes it off, and bo, gives it the one who was zoche in it, halya, ve'etzba kabed, the tail, as well as the finger of the liver, ubet kwayotimo, and the two kidneys go along with it. Now also the ribs that were at the back that we said before, they left two on each side, those went along with the rear quarters of the animal. Then Natala Teregla Smalit, the left leg that was left there, that was the one that was hanging, that was the only thing that was left, Chatchav Natam Mishizachav Ba, and that was all that was left there, was already cut out, so he gave that to the one with Zocheh. Imtzu'u Kolom Umdim Bishira, they're all standing in line, and these are the Evarim that each one of them had in their hands. Evarim Biadam, and the limbs are in their hands at this point in time. Harishon, the first individual has Barosh Uberegel, he has the head in his hand, Uberego, and he has the right rear leg along with it. Arosh bimino, the head is in his right hand, v'chotamo kalpez ro'o, the nose is facing inward towards the Kohen, v'kanav b'natzbotav, and the horns are between his fingers. So the head is upside down, with the horns between the fingers, but the nose facing inward. That means that the place where they severed or did the shkita is facing upward, and then the fats he places on top of it to cover it up. Regel sheyamin, and the rear right leg, bismolo, is in his left hand, ubeit aron nechutz, and the sealed area is towards the outside, meaning the cut is in towards the kohen with the outer piece sticking out where there is no cut. So now, two things. One is that why did he get along with the head? He got the rear right leg is because the head is mostly bone, so they gave him the leg as well, which is mostly basar, to go along with it. And number two is the right and left hands here. Generally in the Mikdash, you can only do avoda with your right arm, not with your left hand. Over here, they allow them to do it with their left hand because the Rosh points out that Olacha Devarim Lizbech have a avoda de lo ma'akev. It's an avoda that's not ma'akev kapara, lekach ein tzricha yamin. Therefore, it doesn't demand the right hands. It's not ma'akev kapara. That's why they're allowed to use their left hands. And we're going to see this with all of the items, that they have something in their right and something in their left hand. So that's the first kohen. Asheni, the second kohen, b'shtei yadayim, he has the two forelegs. Sheyamin b'yamino, the right foreleg is in his right arm, v'shel shmol b'smolo, and the left foreleg is in his left hand. Ubeit aron l'chutz. Again, once again, the sealed areas towards the outside, the cut, where the cut was made, or the sever is made, is towards the kohen himself. Ashlishi, the third kohen is ba'oketz, he has uberego, he has the hind quarters, and the left leg, ha'oketz b'mino, he has the hind quarters in his right hand, the tail hanging out between his fingers, and the finger of the liver as well as the two kidneys are with it, obviously now facing upward because he has the tail facing downwards, and the left hind leg is in his left hand. And once again, the place where it's cut is facing in towards the kohen. Harivii, the fourth kohen that's there, b'chazeh u'b'gara, he has the chest and the throat. B'chazeh, the chest area is b'mino in his right arm. B'gara, b'smolo, and the left hand had the throat. B'tzalutav, ben shteetz butav. He's holding with the ribs. Remember before when we said he took off the throat area that along came with it, the upper two ribs on each side, those soft ribs. So those ribs are being held between his fingers. Hachamishi, the fifth kohen, b'shteet nafnot. He has the two sides of the animal, the right side in his right hand, and the left side in his left hand. Again, the skin is facing outwards, the cut area is facing in towards the kohen. Hashishi, the sixth one, bikirbayim, anetunim bebazich. He has the internal intestines in a receptacle. Vikraim al gabeim, and those originally when we cut off all those feet of the animal, they're placed on top of those fats. Hazayin, the seventh one, bisolet, has the solet that goes for the mincha of the olah. Hashmini, the eighth one, has the chavitim of the kohen gadol. And hachi, the ninth one, has the yayin, the wine that was brought for the nesach. So these are the nine kohanim that are zocheh with taking the evarim up to the mizbeach. Remember, in last parak, we had 13 kohanim involved in the process. One of those kohanim here did the shkita and the zrika, so that gets you up to 11. And then you had two more kohanim, one that went into do dishun mizbeach apnimin, the other one that did the dishun aminora. So therefore, that makes up the 13 kohanim. Out of those 13 kohanim, we're talking about the nine here. Those nine kohanim, halchu v'natnu mechatzi kevesh ulamata b'maravo. They took them to the ramp and placed them on the lower half of the ramp on the western side. Umalchum, and then they salt them. Viardu v'aldohem l'lishkat gazit. They return to l'lishkat gazit. The krote to shema. In order to say shema, as the Mefarish points out, that it's only appropriate that they daven before they are makriv the korban, so that their korbanot should be accepted. So now they're going to daven. As far as placement on the kevish, why did they do that? The Rosh brings two reasons why they place it on the lower half of the kevish. Either to make sure that nobody makes a mistake and puts it on the mizbeach, therefore they left it on the lower half so nobody would go to the upper half and make a mistake and put it on. Or the other possibility is to leave something significant for the next set of kohanim. We're actually going to take them onto the mizbeach. Put them up towards the top. There's not much of them to do. So we leave them in the lower half, leaves them more significant avoda in terms of moving it onto the mizbeach. Tana. Yad v'regel k'gadet Yitzchak ben Abraham. We said before in the Mishnah that they did not tie it up, but rather they did akedah. So over here he says they put the hand and leg together like akedah Yitzchak ben Abraham. Again, that's to be me'orer. They zechut akedah. Lo yakuftim et etzle, my time. Why didn't they tie up the etzle? Ravuna v'rav chis tzmachlok et amoraim. Because it's a bizayon, the kodoshim, to tie them up like that, that's not appropriate. Because it's a problem of chukei akum, that's the way they perform their avodah zarah, so therefore we don't want to copy that or do that. My binayu, what's the difference between them? What's the nafkamin alacha? Both say it's asur. Ikbinayu, the kafte bishirai, if he tied it up with silk. Inami, behutzu, the avor, they use some sort of golden rope to tie it up. Over there, that might be appropriate for the Mikdash, I mean it won't be Bizayon Kodoshim, because now you're using something fancy. On the other hand, in terms of Chukei Akum, it's not going to change anything, because if this is the way they do it, just because you make it fancier, it doesn't mean you've gotten out of the problem of the Chukei Avodah Zarah that did it this way. Tznanatam, v'mishnah in Shkalim, 13 shulchanot ayu b'migdash. There were 13 tables in the Migdash. Shmona shel shayish v'beit amid b'chayim. There were 8 of marble that were placed in the Beit Amid b'chayim, shalei medichim et akirbayim. On them, they washed off the innards. Bet memarava shel kevesh, there are 2 on the western side of the ramp. Chad shel shayish v'chad shel kesef. 1 out of marble and 1 out of silver. Asher shayish notim et evarim. On the marble one, they put the evarim. V'asher kesef kli sharet. And on the silver one, they put the kli sharet. Ubulam, in the entranceway to the Eichel, Shnaim, there are also 2 there, Mibifnim, on the inside, Al Petach Abayit, Echad Shel Kesef, Echad Shel Zahav, near the opening into the Eichel, again, 1 of silver and 1 of gold. Al Shel Kesef, Notim Lechem B'Panim B'Knisato. On the silver one, they put the Lechem B'Panim on, and then upon entering in, or to bring the Lechem B'Panim in, Al Shel Zahav B'Tziyato, and they put on the golden one on the way out. Shema'alim b'kodesh v'lo moridim, because we want to go up in Kodesh and not go down. Therefore, they're going to end up on the Shulchan that was Zahav on the inside. So when they were resting, when they were bringing the Lechem Panim in, they put it on silver on the way in, upgraded to the Shulchan of gold, and then on the way out, they put it on the gold one, because they don't want to go down in Kedusha. V'chad shel zahav bifnim, shalav lechem panim tamid. And then there's one on the inside, the internal Shulchan, which was the Shulchan HaZahav, on which they put the Lechem Panim. Now the Shulchanot of Shlomo, which the Mishnah mentions, even though they were there, they were not functional. Since they're not functional, they're not counted in these tables that we have here. These 13 tables do not include those Shulchanot. Michtei, ein aniyut b'kom ashirut, amai abdei d'shayish. We know the principle that there is no signs of poverty in a place of opulence, in the place before Hashem. So then why did they make the tables out of marble? Why did they make everything? Nabin v'gesev, nabin v'zav, make it out of gold or silver. Because the metals cause the items to heat up, and in heating up, they go bad. So they used marble, which kept the things cold, so they would not cause the Evarim or the Kirbayim to heat up and get ruined. How do we know? This is what we mentioned in the Mishnah, that they did it on the eastern and western side. It says, Shnaim Layom, by the Korban Tamid, it's Keneged Ayom, opposite the day. Tanya Nami Ochi, Shnaim Layom, Keneged Ayom, opposite the day. I mean, opposite where the sun is. Who says it has to be opposite where the sun is? Maybe that means to do it in the morning and do it in the afternoon. Shomer, the bokir. Now we already know when you're supposed to do it, in the morning or afternoon. Ha, ma'anim yikayim, shnayim layom. So what does it mean, twice a day? Neged hayom, opposite the day. Ha, ketzad, how do you do this? Tamishu shagay nishchad al keren tzvonit maravit was done on the northwestern side, opposite the sun in the east. Atabat ha-shniyah on the second row. Shoben ha-rabayim in the afternoon. One ha-yanishchad al-keren tzvonit mizrachit was done on the eastern side, northeastern side. Atabat ha-shniyah, opposite the sun in the west. Why was done on the Atabat ha-shniyah, not on the Atabat ha-rishonah? It's because of the height of the Mizbeah. The height of the Mizbeah cast a shadow, and therefore they wanted to make it in an area where there was sunlight. So they moved to the second row of tabaot, the second row of rings, so that the sunlight would be visible from there, and not shaded in the, like in the first row by the Mizbeah. Okay, we'll stop over here.